Silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city.
This is one of my favorite Christmas songs. I'm not really sure why. Maybe it was because it reminds me of the Christmas displays in the windows of the Prangies department store in downtown Appleton that I used to enjoy so much growing up. Or maybe it was the angel Christmas decorations that were swaying on College Avenue. It was called Avenue of the Angels. Or maybe it reminds me of watching Andy Williams and his Christmas specials with my dad during this most wonderful time of the year. There are other holiday theme songs that are probably better than this one, of course, but this holds a warm spot in my heart. What about you? What are the Christmas songs that mean the most to you? Do you have a favorite Christmas song? I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Friday, December 6th. What's your favorite Christmas song? Do you like any of the remakes of the classic Christmas carols or songs? Is there a newer song that you think belongs in the classics category? And how about those novelty Christmas songs? Which ones should never be played again? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Post the song if you'd like. A lot of people are doing that. You can also tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Let me welcome our guests. I'm very happy to have two guests with us during this hour, both recommended by my producer, Bill Martins, who actually did a show with the two of them last year around this time when he was hosting, filling in for Route 51 in Wausau. Let me welcome Shireen Siewert, reporter with the Wausau Daily Herald and a former radio disc jockey in Wausau. She joins us from our studios in Wausau. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks a lot for being here. And we also have with us Tim Buchholz, who is an assistant professor of music at UW-Marathon County. He directs the concert choir, vocal jazz ensemble, and Jazz Central Voices Community Jazz Ensemble. And good morning to you.
Good morning, Joy. Great to be on the show.
It's great to have you both with us. And Shireen, as a former disc jockey, you probably played your share of Christmas tunes around this time of year?
Oh, we sure did. In fact, some of the stations went to all Christmas music for a period of weeks leading up to the holidays. So we got very, very familiar with all of the Christmas songs in the catalog.
Right. And I have to admit, I used to grouse a lot more when I would hear the 24/7 stuff because our oldie station here in Madison will switch to Christmas songs all the time. And it was even before Thanksgiving. And I remember, you know, thinking, gosh, it's not even Thanksgiving yet. However, this year it's not bugging me as much. I'm not sure what it is. It's actually quite popular. This particular station says the ratings go up when they're playing Christmas music.
They absolutely do, and that's why stations do it, because it is very popular. You either love it or hate it, though.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to get to some of everybody's favorites and maybe least favorites, but Tim, are you an aficionado of Christmas music?
Well, certainly. You know, anyone that's a professional musician, your months of November and December pretty much become dedicated to Christmas music. That's what you end up playing when you do gigs, and certainly when you're a choral director, you end up working on Christmas music for 2 months out of your year every year. And you become very familiar with the repertoire.
Yeah. So do you... I mentioned that Silver Bells I have a warm spot in my heart for Silver Bells, but I'm sure there are many others out there. I think probably if I had to say my favorite, my absolute favorite, or the song that really just says Christmas, it's probably the Christmas Story, or what, I'm sorry, what is that? I think it's called A Christmas Carol by Nat King Cole. Tim, what do you think?
The Christmas song, commonly subtitled Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire. Is that the one you mean, Joy?
Right.
Yeah, that's actually written, you know, it was made famous by Nat King Cole, and it was actually written by Mel Torme, great jazz singer. And I think the best Christmas music just it paints a picture, either through the lyrics, which certainly that song does. It just paints all these beautiful pictures of imagery that reminds us of Christmas time. And it does that too through the mood of the music. So I would agree that that's certainly one of my favorites. And any great Christmas song really paints that picture of kind of what the holiday means to us.
Yeah, and of course, I'm having a hard time finding it in the list of thousands of music selections that I have here. How did you do this, Shireen?
Oh. don't even bring back those memories. Yes, trying to find them, that's always the hard part.
Yeah, I think I have it. Let's see. If not, we'll talk about whatever this is.
Okay.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. And folks dressed up like Eskimos.
So this particular song is being remade by modern artists. And a friend of mine said, it can only be Nat King Cole. What are your thoughts, Tim, on remakes of the classics?
Well, there are some okay ones. There's some pretty good ones, actually. And there's some I'd rather not hear a second time. the good thing is, a good song is a good song.
Right.
And that being such a well-written song, it's pretty hard to ruin it.
I will say, though, that you've got something there. Nat King Cole, the sound of Nat King Cole's voice just envelops you. I mean, it's just so amazing. And that's one of the things that makes that song.
It's certainly my favorite recording of that song. And I think most people would agree, because it's the classic. And he was so great at delivering a lyric and delivering the message of that tune in particular.
I started the hour talking about an updated version of Little Drummer Boy. And let me just play a little clip of this again. This is from Pentatonix, an a cappella group.
Sure.
Come, they told me, pa-ra-pa-pa-pa. A newborn king to see, pa-ra-pa-pa-pa. Gifts we bring, ba-ra-ba-ba.
Well, I like it. That was my mom's favorite Christmas song, and I don't know. I don't see anything wrong with an update. And that one's really getting a lot of attention. It's kind of gone viral on social media. What do you think, Tim?
Yeah, sure. And Pentatonix is a group. I'm very familiar with them. It's kind of a jazz vocal a cappella group that's been around for a few years now. I think they won. Was the Sing Off, one of those shows on NBC a few years ago, and that really brought them to popularity, maybe with the mainstream audience that hadn't heard of them before. And I love new updates of songs that have really interesting harmonies that are really cool arrangements. Certainly, there's something to be said for the classics, but I've really enjoyed hearing that one as well, as that's been passed around.
Yeah, what about you, Shireen? Do you have a favorite Christmas song?
Oh, there are so many that I enjoy. If we're talking about the real classics, though, I think we would be remiss if we didn't mention White Christmas. And White Christmas is not only holds the record for sales of a Christmas song, 50 million copies have been sold since it was first recorded in 1942, but it's also the most duplicated song of the holiday season. There are more than 100 versions of White Christmas that have been recorded. It's just one of those songs that immediately brings you back to your youth. And Bing Crosby just does such an incredible job at singing this song.
Oh, he does. Let's take a listen.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used.
Pretty sure that was my dad's favorite Christmas song too. Tim, are you guys having a white Christmas right now? Or are you under a bunch of snow?
Oh, we sure are. Yeah,
I think ice might be
on the ground.
Ice might be a more appropriate word.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, any comments on White Christmas, Tim?
Oh yeah, there's another one that I think just paints the imagery of the Christmas season, and you know, Bing Crosby, the first great crooner, that really was able to deliver a lyric with that singing close to the microphone, and I love the sound of his voice, and that song certainly puts me in the holiday spirit.
Here's one that I want you both to kind of talk about, because I saw, again, this was just a friend talking about the Christmas music and said, this is not a Christmas song. Let's take a listen.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Man, it does. So, Tim, is that a Christmas song or not?
Well, I mean, it's a winter or a holiday song, right?
Right.
So what I do as a choral conductor, right? You delineate between what you'd consider sacred music, and what you'd call secular music. So that's certainly a secular song. And as such, I mean, I guess. I mean, I think I would still probably call that a Christmas song because it's been associated with that. But I suppose it never actually says the word Christmas in the title, does it, or in the lyrics of the song. So you might just call that a holiday song or a winter song, but certainly it fits in the repertoire of this time of year.
Right. It's about the snow, but it's funny how people get very passionate about their holiday music.
That they do.
Yeah, Well, let's take a break, and then we'll welcome callers. What is your favorite or maybe your least favorite holiday song, and why? Do you think that there are some out there that are underappreciated? 1-800-642-1234. Are there any that you could listen to over and over and over again? We welcome your participation as we talk about the best and the worst holiday music. I've been sticking to the best so far. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We are talking about holiday music, Christmas music, and we are welcoming your favorite or least favorite holiday song and why at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine, talking with Tim Buchholz, who's an assistant professor of music at UW-Marathon County, and Shireen Seewert, who is a reporter at the Wausau Daily Herald and a former radio disc jockey in Wausau. And Tim, that selection that I just played sounded like, it's called Django Bells? Oh, I'm sorry. I've got to put your mic on.
That's by a group called the Gypsy Hombres, and it's from an album they have called Django Bells. And I might have a rather eclectic taste in music, but I came across that string group a couple years back, and they kind of take some modernized versions of Christmas songs and arrange them for kind of a jazz string quartet. So it's some real interesting twists on those songs.
Yeah, I like that. Now, on the other hand, I don't like this one so much, I don't think I don't know, Shireen, if this is one of your favorite or least favorite, but let's ask you after we hear a little bit of it.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa. But as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
All right, I take that back. I think that was Tim. You said any song with Grandma in it or reindeer you don't like, isn't that?
Well, at least if you've got Grandma in the title, I've found. Grandma got run over by a reindeer, or Grandma's killer fruitcake, or Grandma's Christmas dinner. There's a list that I've got with some maybe not-so-tasteful Christmas songs. And, you know, if anyone can find some that Grandma's in the title and it's a great song, I'll change my list to accommodate that. But that's what I've found. Grandma got run over by a reindeer, and and the like, would definitely make my worst Christmas music list.
Let's take a listen to one that I think is from Shireen's list. How about this one?
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. No crocodiles, no rhinoceroses. I only like hippopotamuses.
All right, that's one of your favorites, Shireen?
Well, I wouldn't say it's my favorite, no. But... Mm-hmm. But I have to say that once you play it now, thanks a lot. It'll be in my head all day. Gayla Peavy recorded that song back in 1953, and it was so popular back then that the Oklahoma City Zoo held this promotion to actually buy Gayla a hippopotamus for Christmas, and they succeeded. They delivered a hippopotamus to her, a baby hippopotamus named Matilda, on Christmas Eve. They delivered it to her door, and then she donated it back to the zoo, and it lived there for 40 years. So it was like, it's kind of a cool story, but yeah, it's one of those songs you go, what? What am I listening to?
That's right. We have full lines. Let's go to Don in River Falls. Hi, Don.
Good morning.
Yes, do you have a favorite Christmas song?
I do, and it's not strictly speaking a Christmas song. It's Christmas Dreaming by Frank Sinatra.
And why do you like it so much?
Pardon?
We have a little bit of feedback, Frank. Don, why do you like it?
Hello.
Well, I'm sorry. Don can't hear me, so let's just ask. Tim, do you know anything about Frank Sinatra's Christmas Dreaming?
Sure. And, you know, Frank put out quite a few Christmas albums and was on quite a few Christmas compilations. And he's so good at delivering a song. He had this very unique ability, and obviously he had a gorgeous voice, and he could do so much with his instruments, but especially the way that he could convey a lyric, and that's one in particular, that he just sings the lyric so meaningfully that it really just makes you understand and feel what he's trying to convey.
Thank you, Don, for bringing that up. Laura in Appleton is with us now. Hi, Laura.
Hi. Of the popular holiday songs, I would say one of my favorites is one that probably would not have been a favorite years ago because it probably would have been one of those that irritated me because I would have considered it kind of corny. But because of the movie Home Alone, I absolutely come to love Jingle Bell Rock because I can't help but see Kevin dancing around the living room trying to fake out the crooks who want to get into his house, you know, while he's dancing to that song. So every time I hear it now, I think of that movie and I just want to get up and dance, and I'm not normally a person who likes to get up and dance, so, so it's just fun.
Well, that's important. Shireen, any comment on Jingle Bell Rock?
Oh, that's just a fun song. And, you know, I think that our caller touched on something important here. Sometimes it's not about the quality of the song. It's about a feeling that it gives you or a memory that it touches in you that makes it so popular in your mind.
Yeah. Speaking of memories, I was about the age of believing in Santa Claus and the reindeer when the TV special Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer came out. And let's take a listen to Rudolph.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer game.
So that brings back a lot of fond memories, Shireen. That's one of the things you're talking about, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, Rudolph first appeared in a 1939 coloring book that was given out by Santas at Montgomery Ward. And that's how Rudolph came to be. But I remember seeing that special when I was a kid. I still love seeing that.
Yeah. It's in fact, CBS got a little bit of flack this year because they played that before Thanksgiving.
Oh. Too soon.
Elsa in Appleton is with us now. Hi, Elsa.
Hi.
Go ahead. What's your favorite Christmas song?
My favorite songs are some of the ones that you've been playing are fun when your kids are little, like Jingle Bells and so forth. But I also like the songs that are really like Away in a Manger, No Crib for a Bed. I like having kids sing that, the true meaning of Christmas, Jesus' birth. And also that something that is more appropriate for adults probably, although children would benefit from hearing it, is the beautiful choral music of the Lutheran church choirs, Luther, St. Olaf, Concordia, and singing songs like Mary Sat Spinning in Bethlehem, and Lullaby on Christmas Eve, which was actually written by my grandfather, F. Melius Christiansen.
Oh, very neat. We have just a minute before a news break. Tim, I want to talk a little bit about Elsa's favorites?
Sure, and Away in a Manger is such a great song, and you mentioned the traditional carols by Luther and others. There's a reason that those carols have survived as long as they have, and it's because they're well-written pieces that the music is good. It tells the story. It tells, as she said, it tells the story of Christmas in these songs. So certainly they've been around as long as they have. Because they're enduring pieces of music that have stood the test of time. And I certainly enjoy those traditional classics just as much as the modern ones. And I'm glad to hear Elsa enjoys those as well. So thanks for the call on that.
Yeah, thanks, Elsa. We are talking with Tim Buchholz, who's an assistant professor of music at UW-Marathon County, and Shireen Seewert, a reporter at the Wausau Daily Herald and a former radio disc jockey in Wausau. We're talking about Christmas music, holiday music, and we will continue after we check the news. We'll welcome more of your favorites at 1-800-642-1234.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright.
We are talking about our favorite Christmas carols, Christmas songs, holiday songs, and we are welcoming your favorites. And if there are some that you'd rather not hear, again, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. The best and the worst holiday music. Silent Night has to be on the best list, I think, don't you? I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 7:37 on this Friday, December 6th. We have with us two guest music experts. Tim Buchholz is an assistant professor of music at UW-Marathon County. He directs the Concert Choir Vocal Jazz Ensemble and the Jazz Central Voices Community Jazz Ensemble. And Shireen Seewert is a reporter with the Wausau Daily Herald and a former radio disc jockey in Wausau. And Tim, you had Silent Night as one of your recommended Christmas songs. Tell us a little bit about Silent Night.
Well, yeah, and the particular arrangement that you just played of Silent Night was sung by a group called the Singers Unlimited. They have a fantastic Christmas album. They're an a cappella group from actually way back in the 1970s, but they were doing some really innovative things with overdubbing back then that gave this group of four singers the sound of 12, 16 parts at times in the music that they sing. So it's really kind of exciting to hear a classic song that dates back centuries, like Silent Night, with new updated harmonies to it. I guess Silent Night is an early 1800s song from I believe Austria, although it was written first, of course, in German. And then most of us know the English lyrics that accompany this classic song.
Here's another remake of a classic song. Let's take a listen to this.
Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to that perfect light.
And Shireen, you recommended this one, "Guide Rusty Merry Gentlemen and We Three Kings."
Yes, and I know it's a very different arrangement of those songs, but I think that the contrast between the Bare Naked Ladies, who they're a Canadian rock band, and Sarah McLachlan, who does the female vocalist in the song, the contrast between their voices is just great, and it's some fantastic harmony. Just a very fun song at Christmas.
Yeah, it is. Let's take some more calls. Marcy in Milwaukee is with us. Hello, Marcy.
Hi. I was wondering if anyone else has heard this song that my grandma used to sing from back in the 40s, Little Susie Slayfoot, or could be Little Sally Slayfoot, I forget exactly.
Sing a few bars, Marcy.
I don't remember, but I'll be seeing my grandma next week, so I'll have her sing it for me again.
So Little Susie or Little Sally Slayfoot,
yes.
Tim or Shereen, does that sound familiar?
I'm not familiar. It's ringing a bell with me, but I can't think of what it sounds like. Tim, what about you?
No, nor am I. I have not heard that one.
All right, I'm going to have to look it up.
All right. Dave in Madison needs some help. Hi, Dave.
Yes, ma'am. I got a pen and paper, and boy, I wish you could help me. It's a newer Christmas song, kids sing it. It's about a kid who wants to buy shoes for his mother before she dies on Christmas. And I mean, I can't find, I need the title and the group's name.
It's the Christmas Shoes.
Hold on, Dave.
It's the Christmas Shoes. Mm-hmm, that's what it's called, the Christmas Shoes.
Do you know who the artist is?
I'm drawing a blank, but yeah. I can figure it out.
New Song is the name of the vocal group that came out with that.
There we go.
One word, New Song. And yeah, the Christmas Shoes.
So there you go, Dave. Hope that helps. And in fact, we had somebody who emailed us who also liked that one. Let's see, where is that? It was... Gosh, there's so many of them. I'm having a hard time finding that now, too. Oh, here we go. Aw, this is sad. Ezra emails, my mother loved Christmas. Thankfully, he says she passed in December, so we were able to sing Christmas songs at her funeral. So looking at that as a blessing. There was a song that I heard shortly after that called The Christmas Shoes by New Song. And I believe that quickly became my favorite song. Yeah, I've heard that song, too. It certainly is a tearjerker. It's very kind of sad. But thanks very much for the email and for the question. Let's go to Carol in Gleason. Hello, Carol.
Hi there, and happy holidays to you and your guests. Mm-hmm. My very favorite is Ave Maria, and I have a CD that's nothing but a compilation of Ave Maria sung by... a variety of female opera singers. I'm an opera fan, but I'll tell you, to hear Luciano Pavarotti sing Ave Maria will just give you chills.
Do you agree, Tim?
Oh, that's so great, and I'll have to check out what compilation album that is. I'd love to hear it, because Ave Maria is one of my favorites as well. And, Pavarotti singing that, and I'd be curious to know who else is on that album, but I'll have to look that up. Later and put that on my list of to get holiday albums, because Ave Maria is a classic, and to hear the greats sing it would be fantastic.
Thank you very much for the call. Right, I'm going to play a selection that I hear all the time on the oldie station that I put on in the morning when I drive in, and kind of what bugs me is that it seems like it's being played on such a rotation that I hear it multiple times. And it's every time, it's like at 4 o'clock in the morning I hear this. And I take it from my notes, Tim, that you're glad that you're not listening to my oldie station.
Yeah, that Mariah Carey song isn't one of my favorites. Certainly it's become a staple that I hear every year on the radio, and I wait for the next one to come on.
Yeah, that one is getting a lot of play. Here's an interesting one from a caller, Tom in South Beloit. Hi, Tom.
Good morning. I wanted to give a plug for the Rebel Jesus. It's a Jackson Browne song, but the version I'm familiar with is by the McGarrigle Sisters, and I think it's a real tearjerker. I don't know if you're familiar with that or not.
I'm not, but are Shereen or Tim?
I have to say I'm not either.
Well, then
I'll
check
have
it
to
out.
Look it up later.
I will definitely, yes.
Yeah, we have so. I don't think we have time to look it up here, but and put it on the air. I wish we did, Tom. Thanks for the Rebel Jesus.
Oh, and I love Jackson Browne. It's got to be great. So yeah. Okay,
let's take another call from Nate in Dickeyville. Hello, Nate.
Merikilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright. The sun do shine my day and all the stars at night.
Very good, Nate. I'm not... To... Why not? Oh, here's a thank you so much, Nate. We appreciate that that suggestion. Let me play one in honor of Robin Cherry, who is a big fan of Elvis. I wonder if I've got the right one here. I hope I do. If not, we'll play it later.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus Lane. Blitzen, blitzen, all over the reindeer, pulling on the rain. Bells are ringing, children's ear, all is merry and bright. Hang your stockings and say your prayers, for Santa Claus come.
I love his voice on it. But, of course, he's even better known probably for It'll Be a Blue Christmas Without You. All of the big musical stars seem to put out Christmas albums, don't they, Shireen?
They sure do. Mm-hmm. And of course, they when you interview them, they tell you that they record them in the middle of summer. So it's hard for them to get into that holiday spirit. But yeah, they certainly do.
Let's go next to Sally in Lake Tomahawk. Hi, Sally.
Good morning. My favorite is Joy to the World by the Mannheim Steamrollers. In fact, their entire Christmas album is just so powerful and inspiring.
Wonderful.
And my worst song is All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth.
Except when you're a kid and you want that. I get it, Sally. I get it. Hey, how come Joy to the World's not on this list, Tim?
Well, it certainly could be. Yeah. I was somewhat limited in the list I could send. It would go on and on. And yeah, the Mannheim Steamroller has such great albums, and sometimes even without lyrics, they create such a sense of the mood of the Christmas season and reflect the feeling of those pieces just through the instrumentation that they play in that group without the texting, which I think is a pretty special thing and really shows the quality of that group and of the music they play, such as Joy to the World. Yeah.
We will take more of your favorite Christmas songs or least favorite Christmas songs at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. We are talking with Shireen Seawert, who is a reporter with the Wausau Daily Herald and a former radio disc jockey in Wausau, and Tim Buchholz, who's an assistant professor of music at UW-Marathon County. And again, we welcome more of your suggestions of great Christmas music, holiday music, or not so great. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We are talking about some of the best and some of the worst holiday music with our two guests, and we are welcoming your suggestions, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Our next caller is Phil in Sheboygan Falls. Hello, Phil.
Hello. I'm a big fan of Alfred Burt and the carols that he wrote in the 40s and 50s, only one of which I think was actually performed in his lifetime. My favorite is a carol called Jesu Parvule, which is actually on that Singers Unlimited Christmas record the gentleman was speaking about. And another one is Some Children See Him. A lot of the carols, I think, are familiar to people, but the names might not be. But more than likely, you've heard the music at some point or another.
Mm-hmm. Tim?
Yeah. Oh, Phil, I love your taste in music. the Alfred Burt carols are some of my favorites as well. You know, if you haven't checked it out, James Taylor actually released a Christmas album a few years back where he recorded Some Children See Him, one of the Alfred Burt carols. And yeah, there's such great songs. Alfred Burt was a jazz musician as well, and started just kind of composing a song or two a year that he would just send in a Christmas letter to the small group of people, members of his family and friends, his close circle. And it was just kind of a fun thing, and they'd get together and sing them over the holidays. And over the years, after he had passed away especially, people started saying, hey, these are really amazing compositions that have become part of the modern classics, with a little bit of a classical hint to them in these carols that Alfred Burt wrote. So if you're not familiar, certainly check those out. And that's where I would start with, is James Taylor's Some Children See Him.
And I know we have that selection. I'm sorry, for some reason, again, with the multiple selections I have here, it's just not popping up, unfortunately. So, but this one is popping up. Let's maybe talk a little bit about this one.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled.
So, Tim, I believe that's one of yours?
Yeah, and you know, that comes from a hymnal, right? So that's back from the 1700s. And when you take such a classic old song with traditional harmonies, and it's stood the test of time, and you add some new variety and harmonies to it. That was a group called Take Six. Take Six has a few fantastic Christmas albums, and they've really modernized these traditional classics with new jazz harmonies and with a cappella singing. It makes for an exciting song that, I don't know, really gets me in the holiday spirit. I love harmony, so I love listening to what these vocal groups especially will do with these arrangements of these Christmas songs.
Let's take a listen to one of Shireen's selections. So, Shireen, tell us about that.
That is Christmas Eve in Sarajevo. It was recorded by the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. It's a medley of Carol of the Bells and God Rest You Merry Gentlemen. And it's got a great backstory. The song was inspired by the story of a cello player who was born in Sarajevo many years ago. He left when he was young. He became a well-known, well-respected musician. And many years later, he returned to Sarajevo as an elderly man. It was the height of the Bosnian War, and he found his city in ruins. He was heartbroken. And in the middle of the bombing, he headed to the town square, climbed onto a pile of rubble, and night after night, he took out his cello and would play Christmas carols in the town square. He just came back every night during Christmas to play. And a reporter that tracked him down asked him about it, and he just said it was his way of proving that despite all evidence to the contrary, the spirit of humanity was still alive in that place. So it's a great story and just a very powerful song.
Wonderful. Judy and DePere is going to tell us one we don't want to hear.
Oh, no, this is a really fun one.
Okay.
It's a song called I Fell Out of a Christmas Tree. And I have it on a 78 for my Victrola at home.
Oh, it's an oldie, yeah.
It's a really old, really, really old. And it's basically the story about a little girl who was born on Christmas Day. And she was always told that she fell out of the Christmas tree.
Oh.
And so
cute.
She's very special, of course, compared to other people.
Very nice. Thank you, Judy. I thought for sure that, I take it neither of you have heard that one.
I have not.
Mm-hmm.
I have not.
No, I haven't either.
Well, this one is one, Shireen, that you want to talk about, I think. I'm not sure if it's best or worst.
I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus underneath the mistletoe last night.
Oh, that Santa gets around.
He sure does. That's Jimmy Boyd singing, of course, I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. It's been remade a bunch of times. But Jimmy Boyd was 13 when he recorded that back in 1952. And Columbia Records just, they thought it was just going to be this basic novelty song. And they were absolutely flabbergasted when it sold 2.5 million records in its first week alone. So it's been played ever since. It's just one of those songs that I can't explain the popularity, but it's there.
Yeah. Let's see here. I'm trying to see which one I should go to next. Well, let's play another one. This is one of Tim's selections.
It's that time of year when the world falls in love. Every song you hear seems to say.
I don't know if I've heard that one by Old Blue Eyes. What is that one, Tim?
Yeah, that's it. That's the Christmas waltz. And it was written, you know, it's a Sammy Kahn, Jules Stein song that was written for Frank Sinatra in the 50s. And, you know, it's one of those songs that you hear every so often on the radio. It's a little more obscure, maybe. You don't hear it all the time, but you hear it from time to time. And a few others have recorded it since Frank Sinatra did. And I think it's another one that has some great imagery in the lyrics. It really kind of sets the mood for Christmas. So it's in 3/4 time, as he actually points out in the lyrics of the song, which I always find funny. He's singing a waltz, and at one point the lyric is, "And the song of mine in 3/4 time."
Neat. Let's go next to Dennis in Menominee Falls, as we are running short on time. Dennis, what would you like to recommend?
I was going to say the song by Ron Howard, "I'm Getting Nothing for Christmas."
I'm Getting Nothing for Christmas?
Oh, I remember that one.
Seriously, do you?
Yes, I do, actually. Because I ain't been nothing but bad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Thanks very much for that suggestion. Well, as we're running out of time, let me play, this is a holiday song, but it's about New Year's, I believe. Hold on.
Wonder whose arms will hold you good and tight. When it's exactly 12 o'clock that night, welcoming in the new year, New Year's Eve.
Oh, is that ever nice? I'm going to have to remember to pull that one out. That's Ella, Tim?
Yeah, that's Ella Fitzgerald, and that's another Frank Lesser tune from the 40s called What Are You Doing New Year's Eve? And quite a few people have recorded this. Some newer singers like Diana Krall, I think Bette Midler recorded it at one point. And I love the Ella Fitzgerald recording of that song. And it's not a Christmas song, certainly, because it talks about New Year's Eve, and it's this sense of anticipation of, you know, are you going to ask someone to the New Year's Eve dance? You know, are they going to say yes? And it's just this nice mood kind of setting up post-Christmas, the coming New Year.
I wish we had more time. We don't. Tim, Shereen, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
It's great to have you both. Shereen Seewert, former disc jockey in Wausau, and Tim Buchholz, an assistant professor of music at UW-Marathon County. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.